What's the one thing we have to get right in life? Here's Skip Heitzik with an answer.
Whatever it is that you think about God determines what you think about everything else. If you get God wrong, you have everything else wrong. Because whatever you think about God will determine what you think about yourself, what you think about other people, what you think about the world, what you think about what is right and what is wrong. A.W. Tozer was right when he said, whatever a person thinks about God is the most important thing about that person. That's why theology is essential to meaningful life. You get God wrong, you get everything wrong.
Make the connection. Study the word of God and find the way into his love. And take the time to read, for Jesus took the time to bleed for our sins. Whoa.
Do you remember Ken Jennings? He was an absolutely unstoppable contestant on Jeopardy back in 2004, winning an amazing 74 shows in a row. Now, for a while there, it seemed like he knew everything, and as he has shared in his various books, he loves trivia. Well, today in The Connection, Skip Heitzik introduces us to another personality who knows it all. But unlike Jennings, this personality will never miss an answer, and what he knows is not merely trivial. We'll see more as we continue our current Connection teaching series, The Biography of God. Now, before we dive into today's message, we want to remind you to add Skip Heitzik to your social media feeds for regular updates, encouragement, and more. You can like him on Facebook and follow him on Twitter and Instagram. You know, sometimes all it takes is a dare to change the course of our lives. And that's what this month's special resource is all about. Here are all the details.
God is on the throne. Do you doubt this truth? Has it become stale to you? Consider the Old Testament book of Daniel, which contains some of the most amazing prophecies in the Bible. Not only did these prophecies predict events that happened thousands of years ago, they also laid out places and events that are still to come. These incredibly specific prophecies paint the picture of a God who is intimately involved in the little details of history and your life as well. That's why this month, The Connection is offering you an MP3 player preloaded with all 24 messages of I Dare You, a series through the book of Daniel with Pastor Skip Heitzik. The MP3 player, which also comes with earbuds and a charger, is yours today for just $35 when you visit skipheisick.com or call 1-800-922-1888. Dare to be like Daniel, who lived radically in the light of the truth that God is and always will be on the throne.
Nobody likes a know-it-all because nobody is right all the time, except for one. And we'll see why today here on The Connection as Skip Heitzik introduces us to this teaching, the God who knows it all.
And make the connection at the foot of the cross. And study the word of God and find the way into his love. Make the connection.
If you have a Bible close at hand or a Bible app, you'll want to open it up to Psalm 139 as we begin. Here's Skip Heitzik to get us started.
I want to read something that a gentleman wrote to Dear Abby. Dear Abby, my wife insisted that I put the Christmas lights up this weekend. I went out of my way, taking valuable time away from watching football games, to go out into the cold and put them up. Now, rather than being appreciative of my efforts, she has stopped talking to me, signed, confused. But you need to know the rest of the story, and he sent a picture in to show you the rest of the story. So that's a little bit different, isn't it? Oh yeah, he hung up the Christmas lights in a blob on one nail. Isn't that great? Now, the reason you're laughing is because you learned something. You thought that this guy went all around the house and put up the lights when, in effect, he did not do that. And so you laugh because you learned the whole truth. You gain more knowledge by seeing the picture versus just hearing what was written. And we're always learning. That's how we know things. We know because we learn things over a course of time by research or experience. Very different than God does. And what we learn, we accumulate over time. In fact, there's a lot of stuff in our minds that is just worthless information. It could be lyrics of songs or movie lines or facts about celebrities. It's not meaningful information, but it's stuck up there. And it's funny how people love trivia. And there's a big market for it. It's because it's interesting. Here's a sample. I bet you didn't know that no piece of paper can be folded more than 7 times. Don't try it now, but you can go ahead and try that sometime. I bet you didn't know that donkeys kill more people every year than plane crashes. I'm never getting near a donkey again. I bet you didn't know that the liquid inside young coconuts can be used as a substitute for blood plasma. Crazy stuff. I bet you didn't know that you burn more calories sleeping than you do watching television. It's all that snoring. I bet you didn't know that a Boeing 747's wingspan is longer than the Wright brothers' first flight. Or I bet you didn't know that most dust particles in your home are made from dead skin. That's gross. I bet you didn't know it takes 3,000 cows to supply the NFL with enough leather for a year's supply of footballs. You probably did not know most of those things. If you knew them, you're a scary person. Or you're hard to be around. People that know a lot can be intimidating. Have you ever thought how intimidating it might have been for the disciples to be around Jesus who knew everything, even what people were thinking? Like the time they brought the paralytic to Jesus, and Jesus looked down at him and said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." And the Bible says they began to think within themselves, "This man speaks blasphemies." And the Bible says, and Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why is it that you think evil thoughts?" Evil in your heart. They realized Jesus knew it all. So imagine knowing someone who knows everything. You do. That's your God. But let me put it to you a different way. Imagine knowing someone who knows everything about you and loves you anyway. Ah. That's the vantage point that we approach this from. Psalm 139 describes the God who knows it all. And this psalm is a treasure trove in our series, The Biography of God. It's what Charles Spurgeon called one of the noblest of the sacred psalms. It's because it highlights 4 unique characteristics of God. It tells us about his knowledge, his presence, his power, and his holiness. It tells us that God is omniscient, all-knowing. God is omnipresent, always everywhere. God is omnipotent, ever and always, and ultimately powerful, and he is uniquely holy. And why all of this is important is for this reason. Whatever it is that you think about God determines what you think about everything else. If you get God wrong, you have everything else wrong. Because whatever you think about God will determine what you think about yourself, what you think about other people, what you think about the world, what you think about what is right and what is wrong. A.W. Tozer was right when he said, "Whatever a person thinks about God is the most important thing about that person." That's why theology is essential to meaningful life. You get God wrong, you get everything wrong. But don't let me scare you away. This is not a theology lecture per se. David in Psalm 139 takes the theology off the top shelf and takes it down to his personal level. So what we're going to do today is look at the first six verses of Psalm 139, going from wide to narrow, from general to specific, from theological to personal, because that's what David does. So that is what we are going to do. We're going to look at God's knowledge stated, his knowledge studied more in depth by David, and then finally his knowledge surrendered to. So let's begin by looking at the first six verses as a whole, but I do not want you to look down at your Bibles and read along. In fact, I'd like you to close your eyes or keep them open if you prefer, but let me read it to you because I'm going to read it to you in a version that you don't have on your lap probably this morning. I want this to fall on fresh ears. I want you to get a fresh take on it before we delve into the familiar. Here's some select verses from this psalm. God, investigate my life. Get all the facts firsthand. I am an open book to you. Even from a distance, you know what I'm thinking. You know when I leave and when I get back. I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me and you're there. Then I go up ahead and you're there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going. This is too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in. Your thoughts, how rare, how beautiful. God, I'll never comprehend them. I couldn't even begin to count them any more than I could count the sand of the sea. Oh, let me rise in the morning and live always with you. David comes to an understanding that he articulates. We call it, in the general theological sense, God's omniscience. Have you heard of that term before? God is omniscient. That's a theological word, granted. It simply means God knows it all. It comes from two Latin words stuck together, omni, which is all, and scientia, which is knowledge. God has all knowledge. And what this means is that God, by nature, without the need to learn anything, knows everything, past, present, and future. He's the ultimate knower in every field of knowledge. God knows more astrology than any astronomer, more biology than any biologist. God knows more about counseling than the best counselor, more theology than the most astute theologian. I've heard women say, "I don't understand men." Or men say, "I don't get women." Amen. But God does. God understands both men and women, has written about them both. Thus, our best approach to men or women is from the lens of this book. By the way, God even understands your teenager. Can you imagine that? Now, man's knowledge, mankind's knowledge, it is accumulated knowledge. It's the product of tedious learning and research or experience. And every now and then I read something that tries to elevate just how smart we are as a human race. For instance, I read that mankind is accumulating knowledge exponentially at such a rapid rate that it was represented this way. If you took all of the accumulated knowledge of mankind from the beginning of recorded history until the year 1845, and you represented that by 1 inch, so 1 inch depth represents now all of man's accumulated knowledge from the beginning of recorded history to the year 1845, 1 inch, then what we've learned from 1845 to 1945, a mere 100 years, is represented by 3 inches. And what we've learned from 1945 to 1975, would be the height of the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. Amazing how brilliant we are, they say. It is true, we know more today than at any other time in history. In fact, half of what is known today was not known 10 years ago. Knowledge doubles on Earth every 18 months. So I don't know what the accumulated knowledge would be from 1975 to our year, but you get the idea. It is growing exponentially. It's way up there. But David would say, no matter how great it is, you compare that to what God has always known, and it's like, whatever. It's hardly anything at all. It's insignificant. We had to learn it. God's knowledge is immediate, instantaneous, comprehensive, and fully retentive. Now let me flesh that out. What God knows, he knows without any kind of painstaking research. What God knows, he does not have to move from one logical premise to another logical premise to another premise to finally a conclusion. God never had to go to school, ever take a test. God never has had to be informed about anything. God never says things like this. Huh? Or, oh, really? Or, wow! Or, I didn't know that. You can never be informed. You can never tell God something he doesn't already know. He knows it all. And get this, God never forgets. It's amazing how much we forget. That we are reminded of that every time our child or grandchild brings home a book and asks us a question that's on his paper. And you struggle really hard to get in touch with that subject, and it is as foreign to you as a foreign language. You knew it once for about a week when you were that age, and it's gone for the most part. God retains it all. God knew who would win the election. God knows who's going to win the Super Bowl. You're thinking, boy, I wish he'd tell me. So, according to the Bible, God is omniscient. He knows everything, past, present, future. Now, sadly, I have to report to you that not everyone who comes to Christian churches believes that. There's a whole teaching afoot these days known as open theism in some churches, and you'd be surprised if I told you Christian musicians that you swear just bless your socks off that hold to this idea of open theism or the finite knowledge of God, what they believe in. It's the idea that God created a world in which he does not know the future. God is learning as he goes. They would say, God does say, huh? Wow, really? Well, that wouldn't make God omniscient. That would make him unniscient or partniscient or micronescient. But the Bible declares quite the opposite. He knows it all. Here's a question Isaiah 40 asks, it's to be answered rhetorically. Who has understood the mind of the Lord or instructed him as his counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him, and who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding? The answer would have to be nobody, because of who he is and what he knows. He knows everything. It's the same question God asked Job. In Job chapter 38, as these guys were trying to figure out why there was suffering in the world, and God finally says, who is this that darkens counsel with words without knowledge? Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you know. God is comparing what he knows with what they don't know. So all of this means that God knows everything, past, present, future. Didn't have to learn it. He knows it instantaneously, comprehensively, and with full retention. And that even means that the future, well, it's like a rerun to God. He's already seen it. Isaiah 46, verse 9, I make known the end from the beginning. Okay, so that's the general sense. God is omniscient. But David doesn't leave it there. What I love about this psalm is that David takes the theological, philosophical premise off of the top shelf, dusts it off, and lives it personally. This truth to him is not theological. This truth to him is not philosophical. This truth is relational and personal. David does what J. Vernon McGee used to always say when he was alive on his radio broadcast. He said, every Bible should be bound in shoe leather. I've always loved that. He personalizes it. So notice the personal pronouns. I'm going to emphasize them as we go through. Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down. You're acquainted with all my ways. There's not a word on my tongue, but behold, Lord, you know it altogether. You've hedged me behind and before. You laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Now, I counted 8 personal pronouns. David doesn't say, Lord, you know all things and you've searched all things, but he personalizes it. You know me. You've searched me. And I'm bringing this up because what David does in this psalm, we must do with all truth. We must not be content to leave it on a page of a book or discuss it in a roundtable discussion at Starbucks with our friends of what is the meaning of life and who is God. We have to personalize this, not just be content to be astute theologians.
Does God know everything? The answer to that question is an emphatic yes. And isn't it good to serve a God who does indeed know everything? Well, this is The Connection with Skip Heitzig, and the teaching we just heard was the first half of a message called The God Who Knows It All. You'll be glad to know that there's more of this teaching coming up tomorrow. And remember, it's easy to listen to it again and share the link on your social media with a friend when you go to skipheitzig.com. And now let's go in studio to check in with Skip and his wife Lenya today. Lenya?
Today we talked about one of God's most fascinating attributes, his omniscience. Mm. That's super cool.
He knows everything.
I know.
That means he knows the worst about you and he knows the best about you. Just think about how powerful that is.
It is staggering. So I'm sure it's very encouraging to some of our listeners to know that he knows it all, but that can be a little intimidating too. What can you recommend to those listening who would like to get even more out of this series?
Well, we love to equip people and we love to give them resources and we love to steer them in the direction of truth that is biblical truth, that if God could unlock that verse or verses of scripture to them, they would then know him better and respond to him in a healthier way. And so we do that on a number of ways, but one of the great ways we do for people's little mobile devices is an app. You go to the App Store, the Apple App Store.
It's Skip Heitzig app, right?
Exactly, but it's also on Google Play. It's the Skip Heitzig app. There's teachings that you can listen to or things you can read. If you listen to it and have to go away, you can get back to it and it'll hold your place as you listen.
There's also live streaming.
Live streaming. You can take notes and it's great. Our team is amazing that and what they have developed. It's helpful. I was listening to the Skip Heitzig app the other day just to compare a study I had done years ago with one I was going to do and just to see if I thought differently or if I had grown.
Did you sound younger?
Actually, I sounded very similar. I know I looked younger.
Okay, well, now they could know that if they go to Skip Heitzig Roku channel, because
right.
Then they get to see you, not just hear you,
uh-oh.
Right?
Uh-oh, and now there's high definition. That's even worse.
So this is good for family studies or home Bible studies. I think we have people who do it internationally. They go to the Roku channel to study. Is that right?
They do. We have people that meet in convalescent homes, whole Bible study groups that take these Roku boxes and show them, and people are going through books of the Bible. That's just amazing technology.
So we encourage you, check out the Skip Heitzig app and Roku channel.
Well, thanks, Skip and Lenya. And if you'd like to hear the interview again, you can listen in at skipheitzig.com when you click on today's broadcast. And our latest Connection teaching series is called The Biography of God. This series helps bring our great God a little closer. And when you order a copy for your personal audio library, we'll send you the CD package with all 14 teachings. Or if you'd prefer to order only today's teaching, you can do that as well. It's only $6 for each individual teaching, so order today at skipheitzig.com or by calling 1-800-922-1888.
And make the connection.
Find out why it's good for us that God does know it all tomorrow on The Connection with Skip Heitzig as he continues this teaching, The God Who Knows It All. The Connection is a presentation of Connection Communications, connecting you to God's never-changing truth in ever-changing times.